hello. Here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, 27th of May, 2026. My name is Kay and I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's good to be here and it's a fairly chilly day outside because we're not actually recording this on the 27th. We're only reading the Bunyip of the 27th. So if that makes sense to you, then you're doing very well. And I'm rambling on. I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Disaster fire. On Tuesday morning, the 23rd inst, a disastrous fire occurred on Mr. Bernard Odenwarm's farm, Blythe's Plains, resulting in the destruction of 10 horses, all his harness, a quantity of crushed wheat, chaff cutter, and almost all of his farm utensils, involving a loss considerably over £300.
That's a huge amount.
10 horses, that's terrible.
Yes, it is. So 100 years ago, cyclone at Smithfield. The high wind last Friday morning resulted in a vortex about a mile the other side of Smithfield and much damage was done. The blow took place about 9:30 a.m. when the wind came from the direction of Parafield, where a large pine tree and several almond trees were uprooted. The telegraph line along the bitumen road, carrying 56 wires, offered resistance, but had to give way before the blast, five iron posts being nestled over until the cross arms touched the road.
Wow, that must have been a big one.
Yes.
Mind you, it's this time of year we do get a lot of wind.
Yes,
Monday, this week it was very on Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
50 years ago, all aboard the Bunyip, the first commercial boat hire business on the North Parra River in Gawler, has been launched by Gawler Par 3 Golf. Three lightweight two-man rowboats were purchased initially and are available for river exploration from Williston to the Gawler River Weir. The boats, one of which is named the Bunyip, are claimed by their makers to be unsinkable. I've never heard of boats being offered for hire on the river, so there you go.
No. I guess it wasn't a terribly successful venture because there's never enough water.
Probably not. I mean, Par 3 was quite popular for a long time.
Yeah. So is that the one up on Williston?
Yeah, the one just at the back of Paxton Street right down by the river. It was a lovely location. I only went there a couple of times. We played Par 3. It was good fun.
Yeah, it's a good fun spot there.
Yeah.
25 years ago, $220 million investment in the local region. In less than a year, the humble paddock off Sturt Highway just northeast of Gawler will be transformed into a 10-storey, multi-million-dollar wine bottling plant. Last Thursday was literally a groundbreaking event as Premier John Olsen turned the sod, marking the start of construction on Amcor's $220 million plant near Argent Road. I always think it looks like a huge cruise ship up on the horizon.
Yeah, it's still going.
Along
I can actually see it from home out at Two Wells. Well, before the trees grew up, you could actually see all of that. But particularly that one, you could see the lights and it's amazing. So 10 years ago, rail electrification momentum. The on-again, off-again idea of electrifying the Gawler Rail Line usually gains momentum around election time, but then comes to a halt when the political season is over. Opposition leader Bill Shorten, Federal, recently affirmed his commitment to electrifying the Gawler Line. Incumbent member for Wakefield, Nick Champion, said the electrification is exceptionally important, which is why the Labor government has committed to it on a number of occasions. Well, we finally got there.
Yes.
What is it, about 3 or 4 years since it finally was finished?
No, it's more than that.
Is it more than that?
Yeah, I think it was before COVID, so is getting on for 10 years ago. I know they were working on it when Patrick finished his, I don't think it was honours, I think it was when he finished his degree.
Oh, right.
Because he went down to get the train to his last tutorial and he couldn't catch the train, he had to get the bus and the bus wasn't going to get him there in time.
Oh, no.
And because it's in the Myer Centre, they had to be there by 6 before the Myer Centre closed. So they couldn't be late. They couldn't get in if they were late. So he had to be on time.
So you had to drive him down?
We drove him down. The freeway had just opened.
Oh,
it was fairly
goodness.
New then.
Yeah.
And we jumped on the freeway and we got him there at 6:03 and he got in.
Oh, so, thank God for that.
Yes.
Well, that's the last story for this week. Another short version of looking back. It's shrinking. Mm. So that's all for this week and we'll catch up again soon.
Yes, until next week, Kate.
Thanks, Jeanette. Bye.
Bye. For all. Like so.